Building a bigger appetite for U.S. pork is the whole goal. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. We just came off the month of October, and therefore the month of October is pork month. And that doesn't mean that the supporting and promotion of the industry and the product stops there. When we talk market-wise, our lean hog market has seen its better days, and therefore recently has just been a very quiet market and on a pretty steady downtrend. Al Kleist with Kleist Commodities gives us a small update there.
No, and like you said, we've just been trending lower. It's been pretty quiet. It hasn't had the volatility that the cattle market has. We continue to see the cash index sink a little bit lower, but goodness, those December futures are trading at a large discount to the cash. And longer term, I think that, you know, pork demand is going to remain strong. We're not seeing a big buildup in sows and future pork production. So with exports staying strong, I'm optimistic. One of the things that is hurting the pork price, and also we'll talk about grains in a bit, starting to hurt is that the dollar's been rallying. That's back up over even. That's up about 3 or 4% here in the last month, and that makes us less competitive in the world market. We're not getting the export sales report anymore, but I sense that the pork demand continues to be very strong in all the international markets that we sell to.
And even on a domestic level, the National Pork Board is working hard to promote that product to the changing younger generation, and demand is strong.
And I noticed that too, going to a couple of different supermarkets where I live on the west side of Minneapolis. Pork producers and the checkup money, man, they're doing a great job promoting pork.
And speaking of promoting the product, the National Pork Board works to promote it everywhere. And for one example, the Food and Nutrition Conference and Expo, known as FENCE, brings together health and wellness professionals for networking and education. Emily Krause, Director of Nutrition, Health and Wellness Initiatives with the National Pork Board, says the event provides the pork industry with a valuable opportunity to share the pork story by using science-based information to highlight its nutritional benefits and role in a healthy diet.
This audience in particular is really receptive to hearing science-based information. This is the prime example of where we can really share our nutrition research and dive into the weeds with this audience. They also love hearing about how pork is nutritious, but how it's flavorful.
Krause said FENCE was a great opportunity to showcase pork and partners and share more about the National Pork Board's new campaign, Taste What Pork Can Do, which highlights the flavor, versatility, and nutrition pork brings to every meal.
And this is really the biggest event that we've had that we can bring Taste What Pork Can Do to registered dietitians since we launched earlier this year. And it's an opportunity for them to talk with producers. This is my third year doing FENCE with the National Pork Board, and time and time again, we love to see how dietitians really respond to having producers at our booth. We engaged with over 800 attendees.
And during this conference, the National Pork Board hosted blind taste tests featuring 4 pork dishes to highlight how pork, known as a carrier food, pairs well with plants and grains in a well-balanced diet. The activity gave attendees a hands-on way to experience how pork can enhance both flavor and nutrition in everyday meals.
So they would taste a recipe at their table. They talked about what pork cut it was, what plant pairing it was, and what dish they thought it was, what culture it came from. And then our presenter went into the different pork cuts. Each recipe had a different pork cut, the plant pairings, and then what is that cultural dish?
Krause said that they shared a message guide focused on seasonal themes, helping these dietitians incorporate pork into their own company promotions during the upcoming holiday season. And that's just one of many ways that the National Pork Board works to promote the product that you guys work so hard to produce. And with your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.